Welcome back, Buck Rising, here with you. Very happy to be joined now on the line by Titans wide receiver Marcus Johnson at MojoMDJ is where you can follow him. He's getting ready to head out onto the practice field for another day of work before the Titans play the Bills. Boss man, how we living?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing great. So you didn't want to talk about Texas and Oklahoma after?
Nope.
He gets up on the podium, man, after the Titans beat the Jags. It's an exciting divisional win, his debut, and a couple of critical catches to keep some drives alive and help the Titans get that 18-point victory. Ryan Tannehill's at the podium, and he's like, yeah, ask this guy about how his college football Saturday win after A&M pulls off the upset against number one Alabama. How are you going to let your quarterback talk smack to you like that, Marcus?
Man, he threw a slick one in there as I'm getting ready to go in this interview. I didn't even have nothing to say. I just decided to deflect and just say, look, I'm not answering any questions about Texas, Oklahoma.
No questions, please. Next question. All right, so, but were you able to watch it live? Because I know you guys, everybody had problems getting down to Jacksonville on Saturday. So did you get the opportunity to watch the game?
I got to see the first quarter.
Okay.
And then we had to get ready, obviously for the flight and everything. And obviously, I'm on my high horse. It's 28-7 at one point.
That's
into
right.
The first quarter. So I'm like, oh, yeah, this is what I like to see. And obviously, it didn't turn out the way we wanted it to. But I love the fight, man. I really do. I love what Stark is doing with those guys. It's competitive and just kind of the growing pains of getting in there as a first-year head coach. I'm also excited about Bijan Robinson and Xavier Worthy.
Yeah.
260 yards and 2 touchdowns as a freshman. So it's a lot of young talent out there, man. And I'm excited about them Horns, even though we couldn't pull that one out.
Yeah, Xavier Worthy caught the game-tying touchdown pass, 31 yards out from Casey Thompson. It was a lot of fun to watch. You were born at least in Oklahoma, right? But you went to the University of Texas. I mean,
I was born there. I'm born and raised Texas.
Okay.
Born and raised in Texas.
Then I gotta yell at the Titans PR staff because the website needs to be updated. Regardless, let me not take people out. So you played Texas high school football. It's an entirely different environment from anywhere else in the country. I mean, SEC fans here, and Texas will soon be a part of the SEC, they understand what rivalries mean in college football. It's tribal in this part of the country. But just how big a deal is the Red River rivalry in the state of Texas?
Man, it's huge. You know what I mean? Everybody in the city of Austin who remotely keeps up with football is trying to make it out there to Dallas so that they can go out there to the carnival and go see the game. And then when you run out in that stadium, I haven't experienced anything else like it. I mean, half of the stands is nothing but burnt orange, and then you have that weak crimson. Now I can't stand that color. that other side, half and half. But man, the atmosphere is intense. And it, for whatever reason, man, it really is a shootout. You know what I mean? You look at over the last few years, it doesn't matter what the record is for either team. What's on the line, man, they go out there and they compete, and it ends up being a shootout somehow. You know what I mean? Texas going out there dominating. You would think, like most weeks, that a team up 28-7, you just close them out. But it's literally fight the entire game. And I think that's why it has the name that it has.
It's an incredible game to watch every year, no matter where the two teams are in their season at that point. You can always tell that it's got that kind of juice. So let's talk a little bit about your debut, Marcus, because we've enjoyed talking to you since you've been in Tennessee. You've always been incredibly thoughtful and forthright when speaking to the media, and it's very much appreciated. But sir, I remember very, very clearly during training camp when you were performing at such a high level, it was clear what kind of trust Ryan Tannehill has in you and how comfortable you were getting with this offense. And you spoke at the time about, throughout the course of your career in other stops being derailed by soft tissue injuries. Then, of course, you land on IR to start the season. And I really thought it was such a great response by you when we asked you about coming back from that and what that mental space was like for you while on IR, just how at peace you seemed to be with that process after having dealt with it so many different times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's football, and more importantly, it's training camp. And It happens, man. It is what it is. It's hard. Some things are just hard to avoid. You're going out there every day. You're working 12, 13-hour days. You're on the field. You're grinding it out. I'm well hydrated. I'm eating right. I'm doing the best that I can. We all are. And things like that happen. So for me, I'm thankful that it's soft tissue. You know what I mean? Something that you can bounce back from. You can pinpoint. And you can get back out there on the field sooner than later. So my mindset was just my faith. And my mind is like, hey, this happens for a reason. And my mind is no coincidences. So when I had the injury, I just took it as, okay, this is a time to obviously, as a Christian, stand my word, keep the peace, keep the faith that I have in God and His timing. And then obviously working, man. Frank, Mondre, Brian in the weight room, that entire staff getting me right, step by step, helping me get my conditioning up, stay in shape, stay ready. And it showed out there. Against Jacksonville.
Absolutely. Titans wide receiver Marcus Johnson is our guest here on 104.5 The Zone. Going to get him out of here because I know he's got to get to practice here in just a second. But, I mean, so what makes this offense such a good fit for you, and what makes this quarterback such an easy fit for you to be able to work in with? Because, I mean, I'm sure there were some parts of the game on Sunday that you had to reacclimate yourself to, but it really didn't feel like it missed that much of a beat, Marcus, and that was so cool to see because we've obviously covered it throughout the course of training camp, but fans hadn't yet seen the kind of relationship, the kind of connection that you and the quarterback have.
Man, it's actually just, I can't accredit to anything but God and hard work, man. It's a beautiful thing when you have a chemistry with a quarterback, and I've played with enough quarterbacks to know that it's an element of trust, it's an element of timing, and just time spent together. So I think it helped me coming in last year toward the end of the season. And obviously through OTAs and training camp, it just clicked. For whatever reason, it clicked and it kept building and growing. And like you said, the fans kind of, it was like myth and hype. It was like, okay, we keep hearing about this dude. But when you look back, it's like, okay, we haven't seen anything in the game. So I'm glad that it came full circle with Jacksonville. And it's a long season. You know what I mean? It's one game. It's nothing to get too high or too low on. It's just building that consistency, that repetition, and continuing to take it game by game and show this organization and this fan base what I'm capable of doing and doing it on each and every game day.
It's no small opponent that you guys have coming up where you'll try and build upon that consistency as an offense. Buffalo is scoring more points than anybody in football, and they're allowing fewer points than anybody in football. What is kind of the film study of them been like throughout the course of this week?
It's going to be a challenge for us as receivers, man. You know what I mean? It's a tight-knit group. You know, they've played a lot of games together in that secondary, and they're young. The safeties are vets, but you look at guys like Tredavian, 27 for them, and then they just paid number 24. He got a nice contract. So they trust their guys, and for us, it's just – understanding they're going to come out and they're going to want to play man-to-man coverage. So we got to – every week as a receiver, that's your responsibility, man. Get open. Find ways to get open, make plays for the quarterback. And it's always third down. So that's our mindset. That's what we'll be prepared for. And then, obviously, it's a lot more that goes into the game planning. But that's kind of the forefront of our minds.
It goes down on Monday Night Football. This upcoming week 6, Titans and the Bills. Marcus Johnson been kind enough to give us some of his time. At Mojo MDJ is where you follow him on Instagram and on Twitter. Marcus, continued health and success, and again, appreciate you you stopping by for a little bit this morning.
No doubt. I appreciate you guys.
Marcus Johnson, Titans wide receiver, kind enough to give us some time.